Yes.
Introduce yourself.
I feel like I love Melanie. I just loved her. And I saw her that we were sisters eternally, and I was sent to her. I prayed for her and who the Father wanted me to go to elevate. You're all so beautiful.
Good crowd.
Yeah, good crowd. Yeah, it's just a good energy, and I appreciate that. But I'll just start by saying that I am a personal witness of the resurrected Jesus Christ. I am his advocate, and I am his friend, and he is with me. I know him, and it was a hard road to get to know him. It's not an easy road, but it's everything that I chose in the premortal life that I sat down with him, and we discussed what I would have to do to get to this point. I knew everything I was going to do, and everybody agreed, and I made covenants with all of these people that they would play these parts in my life so that I could be here at this time. And it's a very important mission. It's something that I signed up for, so I blame no one but myself for what has happened in my life. When people hear my story, they're like, can't believe that you did that. Can't believe you lived through that. Can't believe that you're still here. But I too, like Melanie, have had the love of Jesus Christ wash over me. There is nothing like that on this earth. It is life-changing and eternity-altering. I love my Savior with my whole heart. I have had some wonderful experiences. I have been ministered to by the angel Moroni. I have seen him. I have had lots of angelic ministry with people who wake me up 4 o'clock in the morning and tell me things to do. I no longer need to sleep very much because I'm woken up constantly by angels and giving me instructions on things that I can do to help further the Father's work. I don't know if you want me to tell the story or you don't want me to tell the story, but I feel like you do want to.
Your story's pretty meaty. Yeah.
Are you awake now?
It's been a long journey. There was a point in my life. There's a changing point in your life, right? You're a member of the church your whole life. I always loved the Lord. There's a turning point in my life that turned me to the temple, and this is what I teach everybody. And my change of heart was to the temple. So I had been married to someone who was very awful, who raped my children, and I had divorced him and gotten away from him, and he had joined the church. He spoke in state conference. Everyone thought he was wonderful. He was a very good showman of all those things, and after we were divorced, he told everybody that I was this lying, crazy Mormon and got up in court and said all these horrible things about me and turned it around to where the judges believed him instead of me. And he was constantly trying to get custody of my 3-year-old daughter and just to rub it in my face. And I went through a lot of years of this kind of hard stuff. And I was going to murder him. I was going to kill him, like the scriptures say, like Nephi killed him, just to stop the pain and to stop him coming after me and to stop him coming after my children. And I just felt I couldn't take it anymore. And I would go through the scriptures and find all the things, like, if he comes against you once, if he comes against you twice, if he comes against you 3 times, then you can kill him. It says it in the scriptures in the book of Mormon. I'm like, there it is. There's my answer. I don't want to do anything that's wrong. I did not have a murderous heart. I just wanted to stop the bleeding and stop the pain. And so someone wise was speaking to me and said, you need to go to the temple. So I went and met my bishop, and I was like, I'm either going to turn my life to the temple, or I'm going to commit murder. So do you want to give me a temple recommend? And I was perfectly honest because at that point I had nothing to lose. You get to the bottom rung and I had nothing to lose. And he gave me my temple recommend. And I started going to the temple every week by myself, not with my current husband, just by myself to the temple, to the Mesa Temple, which I love. We moved here from Texas to get away from my ex-husband that was doing all this, but he moved here like 5 miles away from us just to continue to torture me. That was his whole entire job. And Satan had been torturing me since I was a little kid, so I've had that my whole life. I turned to the temple. I started going every single week, and when I had little kids, and we were in therapy all the time, and the kids were in therapy and doing all this stuff. So I had five kids that I was dealing with, and the Lord just taught me. He just taught me week by week. He was just teaching me, and he was just so patient and so kind. And I would just be in there just sobbing. I would just be in there in the celestial room sobbing. And people would come up to me all the time and be like, "Sister, are you okay?" And I'd be like, "No, I'm not okay." And I'd just keep crying because I didn't want to tell anybody what was going on. I was just having my own pain. And I felt like, so the court told me that if I didn't take my daughter to him and drop her off with him as a five-year-old every weekend or every other weekend or whatever the schedule was, that they would put me in jail. So I had to go take her to this monster. My little sweet little baby girl, and drop her off. And then I would go to the temple and I would cry, and I felt like someone was just stabbing me in the stomach with a knife all the time. I felt physical pain. I felt so much physical pain and emotional pain and mental pain. And in the meantime, I was dealing with a husband and two stepkids and my two kids, and then waking up screaming in the middle of the night and night sweats and terrors and all the things that go along with everything that happens with that. And so I just turned it all over to the Lord. I'm like, "I can't do it. You have to do everything for me. Can't do it." And he did. He does it all. So for years and years, I went to the temple every week. If the temple's going to be closed for 2 weeks for cleaning, I'd go twice the week before and twice the week after. Those were the baby steps that he was leading me to. Once a week at the temple wasn't enough. It wasn't enough at all. And then I started going to the temple every day, every single day. I started doing my current husband's family's work because he's a convert to the church, and started having miraculous experiences with his relatives. Miraculous experiences. Once I do it, and I bear this testimony in sacrament all the time, I'm like, I hate computers. I'm just of the generation, I'm 45, I do not like computers. They're not my friend. I have teenagers and 20-year-olds and they do it. And I sat down one day and told the Lord, "I'm going to do family history, and I don't know how to do it. So I need angels to come and type in this stuff for me, because I don't know how to do it, and I don't like the computers." And I went up, I turned it on, and I was super frustrated. I couldn't even log in. I was having all kinds of problems. I went upstairs to take a bath. I came back down. 9 names were in my inbox, ready to print, ready to take to the temple. Took them to the temple. Did that work. All those people came and visited me at the temple. I felt every one of their spirits. 9 people with the last name White, they were my husband's family from Louisiana. They typed their names in. It was a miracle. They did their own work, and now every day I say, "I'm signed in for 2 weeks. Come do the work," because I still can't figure it out. I've done about 1,000 names. I still can't figure it out. They still type their names in. All the time. Like, "You want your work done and you know I'm going to the temple tomorrow? Come do it." And then I'll have a huge stack in my purse, and I'll be walking down the hallway and saying, "Who wants to go today?" And a name will come to me, "Nancy Bowers." And I look, "Do I have a Nancy Bowers?" Ooh, there you go. Wow. Nancy Bowers is ready to get her work done today. And so through those blessings, through that treachery of going to the temple, and then, after I've had this washing over of the Lord, who gave me all of his complete love, all of his peace, which is not of this world. I've spent so much time in dark courtrooms where the evil powers overpower those rooms. And I spent so much time in there that he washed all of that away from me. And then he sent me on a mission. So he told my husband and I to move to Kauai. So we were like, "You really want us to move to Hawaii? Like, I'm going to need a confirmation of this, Heavenly Father. Like, you're going to have to tell me this again. So I had 6 confirmations in the temple that we should move to Kauai. And the very last one was a lady who I went in. It was before I started doing my own names. And I went into the dressing room and she said, oh, would you do a name for me? And I said, oh, sure. I love to do names. You know, I grabbed her name, looked at the name, put it in my pocket. And I told Heavenly Father, I was like, I know you've given me like 5 confirmations, but I really need to know. This is a big deal. I have to leave my baby and her baby's like, I'll go do whatever you want me to do, but I really need to know this is what you want us to do. And so I'm in the Mesa Temple, and as soon as I'm going through the veil, look at this card, I open it up, look at her name, and it's stamped Hawaii, Hawaii, Hawaii. And it was, the date was the day before. And I know this lady because I know Hawaii. I lived there for 3 years. So you'd have the overnight flight. So she was yesterday in the Laie Temple, and then she's flown overnight, and now she's in the Mesa Temple handing me this card. Would you do a name for me? Hawaii, Hawaii, Hawaii. The Lord is in all the details of our lives. And so I go into the dressing room, and I'm in the dressing room just getting dressed because I've got to go pick up kids. And he shows me my whole life is full circle to come to the point. I had to marry this husband, to adopt this child, to get to this point, to be in Kauai at this time, because these people there needed me. So we were in Kauai for 3 years. I thought we were going there forever. I loved it there. We were in this tiny little branch. I served as a primary president. I loved those children. We had so much fun doing that. And then I was at the Laie Temple, which I would take people, reconvert them. They're like, you're the primary president, but we don't have anybody for you for counselors. So you have to either reactivate people or baptize people. So I reactivated 2 sisters, went with them to the Laie Temple, flew them over to, because you have to fly from Kauai to Oahu to go to the temple, got them their endowments, helped them through the whole temple process, because that is where the Lord is, for he walks those very halls. He is there. And I said, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the gateway to get you to the temple so that the Lord can teach you himself. He doesn't need anybody else to teach you. He teaches you. As you take out your time, which is the very first thing you consecrate when you raise your hand, you consecrate your time on this earth to go do that work. When you take out your time, and I'm telling you, all those people on the other side that have already lived on this earth, they know how busy we are. They know what it's like to be in mortality. And for whatever reason, they didn't take the time or they didn't have the ability to do that work for them. They are eternally grateful. I was in the ceiling room one time, and I saw a sister, a spirit sister, it was one of my husband's aunts, come over, and she kissed me on the cheek before she disappeared through the wall. And I'll tell you, I've had people talk to me. I was in the ceiling room with my husband, and they were going through names, and we were sealing these daughters, and all of a sudden, I hear this voice super loud, really loud, don't forget about me, don't forget about me, twice. And I look around, I looked at the sealer, I looked at my husband, I'm like, anybody hear that? No? Okay. And so I remembered the name that we were doing because we were doing like 10 daughters. I remembered the name. I went home. I looked it up on my family search. Sure enough, 2 daughters and a son that were on there that I had missed because I don't even search it. I just let the angels do it. And I printed out their names. And I took them to the temple and my teenage daughter did the baptisms and I'm going in to do their initiatories. And they're both standing in the room with me, in the first room, first booth before you go in. And they said to me, we're bringing our brother like you're bringing your brother. And I thought, how do they know that my excommunicated brother, who I love, who is now awake and knows everything I know, how do they know that? Because they know everything that is going on in our lives. They know everything. They're very involved in our lives. They're very interested in what we're doing right now because this time, the time is now. The Lord is gathering his people. He is calling people to the 144,000. They're already being called. They're already being sent on their missions. They're already going full circle. The time is now. He is coming. He is preparing us. And we promised we would do it. So I was standing there in this moment by myself one time in that first booth going through doing initiatories. I told the Lord, why would you do this to me? Why? You made me this super sweet person. I'm so sensitive. My whole life, everything hurt my feelings. I was totally sweet and innocent. And I was like, why would you ask me to fight this life and be this warrior? Why did you send me here? You know my personality. You know I hate to fight. I will avoid a fight at all costs. And he gave me a premortal memory of me. And I got to see myself as a warrior fighting for the Savior in the premortal world. And I went to other worlds and I fought. And I was one of his strongest warriors. And I saw it. And he showed me so that I could never deny it again. I was not sweet and I was not innocent. I am old. I have fought. I have fought in many, I fought in this war for millennia. And that's who I am. And I came down here to be a warrior and fight. And I only thought that I was sweet and innocent. I am sweet. I am a sweet person. Don't ask my husband, but I am. He says I'm only mean in the mornings. I never sleep. We have a 6-year-old that has autism and he never sleeps. He bounces on our head all night long. What's up, mommy? Please wake up. Please wake up. But I will just testify to you. I don't want to go into any more detail, but I will testify to you that the Savior is real. He loves each of you. Like Melanie said, if you're here and this is resonating to you, it's because you are a warrior. You were a warrior before this. You would not be here in this room. You would not be awake if you were not a warrior in the life before this. And you have a work to do, and it's a mighty work. And what I teach the women, I am an advocate for the women. I have had an experience with my Heavenly Mother. She was a warrior, and we are her line, and her priesthood power is here. And it is going to be back on the earth in fullness. In fullness, the priesthood power, the women and the men together, they are side by side. They are equal in power and glory. Equal. And they're going to come together. Jesus is going to come with his eternal companion and reign. And they are equal together. There's not one more powerful than the other. And women have been protected. The first coming, the first time Jesus came, he restored the priesthood to the men. And when he comes again, it's restored to the women for his second coming. And we are equal in power in priesthoods. But we have different roles. We have different things that we do. For we, the women, we do not come here to become like Father, like you, like Thor. We're here to be like Mother. We have her attributes. We have her wisdom and knowledge and understanding. That's why we're good partners for our husbands, because we are like unto our Mother, who is all powerful. So I will just tell you that what I try to teach women and people, I've worried my whole life about my kids, my husband, my things that are going on. I'm at perfect peace with where everybody is. Everybody's here doing their mission. The Lord is in charge of each person. As I prayed for my son, who is married now, and his wife isn't a member of the church, and they don't go to church anymore, they go to her church, and that's fine. He loves the Lord, and I know his heart. And I'm in the temple praying for him, please, Heavenly Father, how do I let that go? He says, you love him. Let me lead him. I got this. I know him. I know him like I know you. And do you know that I know you? Yes, he knows me. He knows everything about me, and he knows every
nothing about you.
And everyone's in charge of their own thing. So what I preach to people, what I feel like my mission is you find out the warrior in you. You find out what you came here to this earth to do. You find out what you promised you would do. Because I know we promised that we'd meet each other. I know that we promised that we'd be in this circle. We'd help elevate this vibration. We're in a celestial vibration, but we need to bring it up. It needs to be a terrestrial vibration. The Savior cannot come to the unsanctified. He's going to come dwell with the sanctified. And that needs to be us. And if you have that desire, if you feel that burning inside you, that burning can become a fire on the outside of you. And when you walk down the road, the dark ones in the other realm are scared of you because you are great and terrible, because you are encased in heavenly fire. And the Lord is encased in heavenly fire. And you can be encased in heavenly fire too. I make this suggestion. Go to the temple every day until you're encased in heavenly fire. And I know it's hard because I have 5 kids and a crazy schedule. But I'm telling you, my testimony is you take out your time, the Lord, all-knowing and omnipotent, will stretch time for you because time is irrelevant to him. So I was like, how am I going to do that? How am I going to get the laundry done and clean the house and get the kids to their things and do all these things if I go to the temple every day? Because I get caught up in the temple. I could stay in that celestial room my whole life. And one time I was in there all week long for like several hours. And he's like, I need you to just go do some work. Like, you can't just dwell in here all day feeling happy. We have work for you to do. So he's kind of kicked me out of the celestial room one time because I just could just bask in there all day because I feel so happy in there and so heavenly. Like, that's where I belong. But he stretches time for you. You will be amazed. You will feel more organized. You will feel like time doesn't really apply to you. The day, I get everything done in the day, and then I'm like, is it still not bedtime? Can we not go to sleep? He will stretch time for you. Because this is his work, and the more we do it, the more we know him. The more you sacrifice your time, which is the only thing you can give him on this earth. What else can you give to the Lord? What can you give him?
Your will.
You could give him your will. I love that. And you'd have to. But you can give him your time.
And your love.
And your love. All your love. Because when he fills you with his love, and you can exude his love, I always told him, I was like, I just want to walk down the road and have your love just exude off of me. And I want the dark and terrible ones to just depart at the thought of me coming down the road because they're so scary. It's so scary to them. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted. And that's what he gave me. And he'll give it to anybody who wants it. He'll give it to anybody who's willing to take the time. And that's my testimony, that he lives. He's totally in charge of all of this. He has face-to-face meetings with President Nelson. President Nelson is his warrior who served many missions to get to this point and had to prove himself before this as a warrior to be his advocate at this time. They are having face-to-face meetings. He is getting his will put in to this gathering of everything that is going on. It is not coincidence. He has that connection because he will soon be here on this earth before the second coming, dwelling with us in Zion, and we will see him. Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, please.
I was fascinated last week. I read the article that President Nelson's wife, Wendy, wrote in the LDS article where she said that the Lord visits with President Nelson many, many nights. And she's been told to like leave the room a couple of times during certain talks. But she said she will testify that the Lord speaks to him with direct. So
can you imagine being the mortal person and being like, what do you need me to do? And then he's like, oh, you need to do this, and you need to do this. Would there be enough time in the day to, like, you're in charge of these 16 million people and the prophet to the whole entire world?
Right.
So I just know that from the Spirit, that that is true.
Yeah.
I know that he leads us, and if we listen to him, and the people that you're worried about, if your husband's not on board or your wife's not on board or whatever it is, listen, they'll listen to the prophet. They'll do what the prophet says. So you can take that to the bank. You can take to the bank that Heavenly Father is aware of every single person on this earth. That the Savior knows every single person, inside the church, outside the church, wherever they may be. And they're doing their missions, and so are we. But I would just say, I would just suggest, what can you do with your time that can bring you closer to Jesus Christ? Because that's the only thing that he'll do of what this world does to you. Say that in the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior.
Amen. What is this place? You know, because
right?
I didn't know.
So
that's what brought me to the church and stuff. So when we talk about the temple, that's just beautiful. I really look forward to hearing, you know, more of your stories. And
yes, I wanted her to be like a featured speaker, but. Anyway, you know, share, well, whatever she wants to do, she works for the Lord, but I just know the crowd, I can find the people, and my goal is that we share, and you know, anybody wants to know more, is to bring your friends, you know, I'm trying to get as many people in this house as I can, that's my biggest challenge.
Yeah.
Yes, Sublima.
So, before Thor leaves, I want to ask something. I've just been... I got this prompting, and so I'm just gonna go for it. Oops, with
sorry.
It. Okay. So I know the Melanie knows her mission. Lori, obviously you shared your mission, and Thor, I've heard your mission, and this beautiful sister here now has shared her mission. So I'm just wondering, how many of you guys already know what your mission is? For the second coming. You guys, raise your hand high.
I think he needs to prepare people, and that's we. That's we are.
We are.
Prepare people.
Yeah.
He can only come when he comes to prepare people. We are working on that.
Preparing the people, that's what we're trying to do with them.
Right.
We're trying to do is we're trying to help people realize that things are really happening like they did a long time ago. In the old days, people had visions and dreams. This is not rocket new science. This is like old. And
old
the
school.
Lord warns. The pattern is in the scriptures. He warns and prepares. And so we just have to be able to present it in a way that people will want to believe, but that's their choice. But I love the testimony of the temple, and I think it gives me, I mean, I go every week, but I'm going to be up in my temple attendance because I really want to get to another level that I can feel more inspiration, more revelation, because they made it very clear in conference is that go stand in holy places and do not fear.
Yes.
He's warning that if you're righteous, you don't have any worries. You need to just be in that temple and be holy, stand in holy places, and wherever you walk, you make it holy.
I feel at home in the temple.
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah, me
I walk
too.
In
so
and you're here
forward.
Again when you go in and I'm like, it's my home. I feel more home at home here than I do at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's my home too.
I felt that during General Conference when they said as of January 1st that we're going to be changing from 3 hours to 2 hours, I felt that was like prophesying to us to spend more time with our families before a lot of things happen.
Yeah.
I really felt that message that please take this hour to spend with your families and love them and teach them and do these things without literally saying that there's something in the mix on the horizon.
All his warriors are showing up.
Yes, they
are. And I am connected to a lot of them. And as you come to the conferences, you will connect to what their missions are. Because there's people part of that 144,000 that know what's coming. And they've been shown it. They've shown their mission, how they're going to rescue and save people. And if anybody doesn't listen to Gileadi from, you know, IsaiahExplained.com, he will explain to you that the northern Assyrian, you know, idea that they have in the book of Isaiah is the same northern body that will come here and take over our land. And that's, we know it's going to be Russia and China. But it's all through the scriptures. There's no mysteries there. We didn't have to go to the temple to even figure that one out. We know it's coming.
And I also think our challenge, like me, I have inactive kids.
We all do.
Raise your hand, everybody. That's the wrong child. At least one of them are saying this. Okay, Miranda.
When you come home from the temple, they feel it. They know you bring a love with you, a special love. And that's all we can do.
She's on the errand for the Lord. That's right.
And leave them to turn them to Heavenly Father. He will take care. Remember, when you are on the whale, the promises you get are so great.
They are.
Right?
So
that Heavenly Father would not lie on a place
that you
like
do
that.
Not have any idea what is in store for you. That things are so magnificent that you can't even imagine them
now.
That's why
you don't need to worry.
You don't need to worry because it's going to be glorious. And those who go to the other side wanted to go to the other side. It was their mission. They chose. Everybody chose. If you have your whole, you're going to be the only one left of your whole family, that's okay. You're here to do your mission because your kids are adults in eternity.
Yep.
They're your friends.
Yep.
Your parents are your friends.
Yep.
They're not your kids. They're loaned to you for this short time. They're adults and they have their own missions and their own eternity to live.
Yeah.
And they're making their choices now, and who knows what they're doing. But there is, the atonement is infinite and eternal, and we do not need to worry about the souls of men. We do not have to worry about our children. We do
not
have to
worry. You should have incredible hope to hear that.
Yeah.
I have a daughter that's in prison. She will be in there. Been in there 4.5 years. She has another year. And I was devastated when she went to prison. She's my youngest of 8 kids. And the Lord told me, she is in my hands. And that lifted me so much. And then I kind of, you know, over time I started worrying about her again. And he told me again, Karen, quit worrying. She is in my hands. She has turned to the Lord. She had a horrible husband for 1 year. They got married. He got her into so much bad stuff, and he even choked her so bad that she quit breathing, and then he got scared and brought her back to life. If she hadn't have gone to prison, she would have been dead, and she tells me that. She's, Mom, if I hadn't have gone there, I would be dead. And she said, thing that I want more than anything is to go to church with you and sit in church. And hopefully,
that's beautiful.
You know.
Well, those things, right? Like, you think that would be a horrible thing. You think that the things that we go through are horrible things. But we sat down with the Savior. We knew what it was going to take for us to turn to Him. Apparently, I needed a lot, and so did she. But that's what we covenanted to do, those things, because we knew what it was going to take. We were old, wise intelligences. We knew a lot of stuff. This is not our first rodeo. We've been doing stuff in eternity, in other places, to prove ourselves to come at this time. So we knew what it would take for us to turn to Him fully, to be able to give it all to Him. And our kids knew it too. Even if they're 2 years old at this time, they're here to do their own missions, and you shouldn't interfere with that. You could love them. You could teach them, and let Him take the rest.
Lori, I was wondering if you would expand on that. You talked about, before, when in your talking, you talked about being prepared eons if you went to other worlds and that kind of thing. So I was hoping that maybe you could expand on that a little bit more.
You can do it later, too, if you want.
Yeah, and just maybe to the extent that I know that that is a truth for me, and I don't know about other people, But I do know that in the pattern of the Lord, which he works in patterns, that that is a pattern, and that this is one of the darkest worlds, and you had to earn the right to come here. Because when you go to the lowest low, the darkest world, then you get to ascend to the highest part of the celestial kingdom. So if you did not want that, and you wanted to live in a nice terrestrial world where things were calmer, then you did that. But if you're here, it shows me that
you're awesome.
You're awesome. That's right.
Yeah.
Because what were we doing for 2 billion years before this? Well, we weren't sitting around waiting for this 80 years.
That's why Christ came here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
I encourage any of you who haven't read this since 2000 when it came out. You probably have all read it, but read
the
it.
The Infinite Atonement.
Yeah. What is that?
When Chad was here, I bought 11 of his books and read them all in about 3 weeks. Went to the temple two or three times a week for 2 months before it closed because I refused to drive clear to Phoenix.
And we did yesterday. We drove to Phoenix yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
We saw these three ladies there.
They were there.
We go to.
Yeah.
But that will reinforce in your mind
how
he is not only just the savior of our world, but the whole universe.
Yeah.
And it's
he came to our world.
Yes.
My patriarch blessing also says you were very valid on the other side. And that's why I got particular assignments here. And of course, they lead to the terms.
The Lord is telling me to ask him to remember more than anything else. It's not about us learning. It's learning how to do it all over again.
Yeah.
We already know how to do it. We already know what we've been taught. We were, for eons of times, we were nurtured and taught what we were supposed to do here. So the only thing we have to do is to ask the Lord to help us remember. If we can just get our heads out of the way and go into our hearts, the Lord will show us exactly what it is that we're supposed to do. And it's miraculous, like what things we can do. We can do great things.
And I get the sense that we get downloads into stuff that
just
come to us. That's what it feels like to me. It's not like I can really remember it, so the downloads will help me recall it, and it will come.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just things that I just found.
I will. But you know, I love that because I preach that all the time. How many times in the scriptures does it say,
remember? Good to see everyone. See you. Thank you. Bye.
And Thor lives there in Gilbert as well.
Could you say it again?
I was just saying how much I testify of that all the time, that we just have to remember, because how many times in the scriptures does it say, remember? We just have to remember and recall what our missions are. Ask the Lord, what is my mission? What did you send me here to do? Be specific. Like, tell him. Be specific. I need to know. I really want to know what it is that you want me to do, and he'll show you.
So my husband and I are going to serve the mission next year in the German temple.
Oh.
As soon as the temple is finished, we're waiting. It's under renovation, the Frankfurt temple. And I have served 2 years in the temple already. And of course, this is when also Christ appeared to me.
Awesome.
Because it says in the Mesa Temple, when you walk down the stairs, the pure in heart shall see God. And that is a true statement.
He lets us know that it is his house and that he lets us know. And then, of course, who is the hundreds and hundreds of times I have been in the temple, so I know everything what is said, but I can sing in my heart, literally sing praises and thanks to Heavenly Father and to Jesus Christ. We have 80 songs directed to Jesus Christ in our songbook, and I know many of them by heart. And just closing the eyes and sing whatever comes in your mind. But they
because you get that translation
the
of
time
like
is
asking
so
100 questions
over.
And getting 100 answers.
Because it's a time
time
of facing.
And the veil is bursting.
Well, the veil is beginning
rejoicing.
To burst
oh, yeah.
in and outside of the
right.
temple. So everyone is able to have these experiences, and the Lord made it that way
right.
so that people will awaken to what their missions are, because he does need us to do our part.
Yeah.
And he will remind us.
But
of
to have a heart full of joy and singing, expressing it.
Yeah.
I can stand on the bus stop or wherever.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I just walk through the house singing like this all the way across the, and it drives my kids nuts.
Singing is
that's your love
with some heart.
Yeah.
I sing my prayers to them. I can make up songs now. They're really cute. They're getting better.
They're getting better. Yeah.
Melissa? Well, this is fills our day in the temple with joy, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to share with when I was about maybe 10 years old, between 10 and 12, I was going to this Christian church with my grandparents, and one time we were on vacation either. I actually saw this vision. I saw like a palace, a castle, and I saw God sitting in his throne in heaven, and I saw it was quite big, beautiful. Inside there was a throne, and I saw him sitting in there. Everything was beautiful daylight, you know, the sun, and I see the clouds, and I saw the flowers and the hibiscus tree on a fence, the whole edge. So you can see everything, but up on the top of the sky, I see the throne.
He's preparing them. He's getting ready. He can come see you at the temple. Angel Moroni, I can come see you at the temple. Resurrected, translated beings can come visit you at the temple. It's harder for them to come to you at your house.
I listen every morning, 5 to 6, to BYU TV, the professors. Oh, this is wonderful. And they talked about Revelation Sunday, and nobody understands Revelation as much as our church, because it is the language we learn in the temple even. It's so familiar to us. And to the outside world, it's so very little understandable. You know, they just don't know what to do with the Revelations. And yet, for us, it's daily language.
It's the honey. It's the butter.
Yeah. Right.
It's the good
stuff. So you listen to them too?
Oh, yeah.
Karen.
Wonderful.
Did you read someone's ordinance? I'll tell them. I'm like, okay, now go do me a favor. My daughter's at school and she's having a bad day. My grandson is over there at ALA. Go protect him. Go do this. Go do that. And guess what they say? I'm on it. You did that for me? I'll do anything you ask me to do. I'll do anything you ask me to do, because time doesn't mean anything to them. They don't have to watch time. They can help us, and they are helping us. And if you want your own little army to surround you so that Satan can't even enter into your field, do that work. They will surround you. They will be your little army walking. Mine's big. I don't know how you guys are all even fitting in here. It's got 1,000 people in here.
They can move space all around. They're good with that.
I testify that they are involved in our lives, and they will help you, and they'll help your children, and they'll help your posterity, and they'll help everybody for you. They are so eternally grateful, you know, for us doing that work. I just don't think we understand. You know, I go through and I'm at the temple all the time, and I work in the temple on Thursdays, and like at Gilbert Temple in the records office, so you can come see me and say hi and that. But I think people are like, oh, I hope that they accepted this ordinance. And I say, I promise you, if their name is in this temple, that they've accepted that ordinance. And they've been anxiously awaiting. And they had something to do with that ordinance being put into that temple. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wonder if they are accepting of that. Everyone whose name is in there is accepting of that work. And they are grateful. Yes, I love your stories.
We were doing ceilings, and I was the daughter, and this lady that I didn't know was the
temple to our temple. They're open, and the Lord is inspiring all of his children, people that are inspired to do computers and all the things that are going on in the world today. These are inspirations from the Lord to get this work done. It is not a coincidence. He is opening up the windows of heaven at this time, because he has to prepare us for his coming.
If all temples are working, we have 200 temples now.
That's right.
201.
Announced or completed? Huh? Announced or completed?
To me, it's just really neat to hear so many testimonies, to hear a testimony of a witness. And then also my experiences are, you don't always have to see things, but boy, he can change you and clean you and make you whole, and you don't have to see things. That doesn't even matter. What matters is what you feel inside and how it changes
matter.
You.
It doesn't matter. Because more blessed are you who have not seen and believe.
Yeah.
More blessed are you.
It takes a lot. I feel like I go through. I often feel like I go through the life, and I was telling this to Thor today, I said, I feel like the Lord's put a blindfold on me, and I have to do it by my heart.
Because I can feel.
I can feel things very strongly. Mm-hmm.
And I used to say, but then I was corrected in a book, I used to say, I feel them. I mean, I feel peace about how things come to me, and I guess it's just not my gift, but other people are saying, that's not true. You can have it. You can have all the gifts.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, I'll take it. Yeah. But it hasn't come
yet.
But
it's all good.
All your gifts at this time.
At this
right?
moment.
It'll come when it comes.
But right? He still can change you no matter what you see or don't see.
And my
he can change you.
People say it's mm-hmm. like,
it's awesome.
My heart has changed.
It's beautiful. All right. May we.